Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's Arlita. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling me. I have a few questions I'm probably going to answer them. For me to fill out all the information that y'all requesting again, I have a question. Do I start back at the same hourly rate that I did?
The hourly rate will depend on the amount of hours.
Of hours. Okay. All right.
Do you know how many hours you'll be working?
Well, not yet. I think not as many as I had before. So, what else are my eggs? And has anything else changed inside the company? I know you said some things moving around and stuff happening and stuff like that. Is there anything else I should know about?
No, just that everything is electronic.
Meaning,
we do everything on the computer, so everything we get is put into an electronic file.
So no more paper timesheets, nothing like that.
Exactly.
What about the clock in and out system? Is it still the 1-800 number, the 1-888 number?
That is for if the patient has a landline. If the patient doesn't have a landline, then you would need to use the app on your cell phone.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much about it as far as now. I still have the questionnaire test that you sent me. I have to take again, and I have everything else. So I got my TB test done last week. The two step, not the regular one.
Okay.
And everything else I have. So as I do the test again, I send all my information to everything else I have, the IDs, the addresses, and I have everything. I just got to take the test again. So I'll stay in contact.
You can send it to me, and I'll put it right in your file and let them know it's in there.
Yeah, I'll stay in contact with you because the Nafali reached out from a New York number, a New York home care. I'm thinking it's somebody else. It's him. I'm like, are you serious?
It's very confusing. It's very confusing.
I was like, yo, now I know some people, I'm not knocking the white hustle, some people have multiple agencies or whatever, but to be stalking me, I felt like dealing with a ex I don't want to bother with. I'm like, yo, where are you getting this number from? That's what I want to deal with. I mean, it's possible. Now, I don't know how the company runs, but I have a better report with you just from your conversation and stuff like that. But when this man called me from a New York number and he said, some other home care, I'm like, okay, who is this?
My apologies. You feel like you're being stalked or like...
Yeah, and then he reached out to my client talking about, well, Lionel's not doing this. Don't be telling my business to my, you know, like, who does that? So he apologized after I said nicely some kind words to him. He apologized, but don't do that, like...
My apologies.
Lines
were crossed.
A lot. Now, I was going to go to the office here. I don't know, I mean, what office of you at the...
No, I'm here.
Okay.
At the...
Wandon Road?
Yes. It's right
yeah.
off of City Line. City Line and Presidential.
I know, I've been
there.
It's
on the side that Fridays is on.
Yes, I've been there. I've been to the office. I was going to go to the office when I got the phone call. For one, okay, you stalked me from a New York home care agency. And then I find out it's you. He's talking about, I work at two agencies. And then, you know, he tells my client, well, Lionel's not filling out his TB test. And this, then I'm like, yeah, that's my business. Whatever it is, it's not your client. But I'm glad to talk to you about that. And I'll be staying in contact with you, even with you.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for taking my call. You have a happy Friday, okay?
You have a good weekend, and just call or text me back. I'm here.
Okay.
Even if I'm not here, I'm here.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.